With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Tuesday's meeting between American and Russian officials in Saudi Arabia represented a big change in U.S. foreign policy.
In the nearly 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, the United States and Europe have worked to isolate Moscow and stand up against Russian aggression. But President Trump said he trusts Russia's Vladimir Putin, which paved the way for this week's high-level face-to-face talks. The Trump administration's policy shift has rattled Ukraine and Europe, with longtime American allies hoping to have a seat at the table.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that the two sides agreed broadly to pursue three goals: to restore staffing at their respective embassies in Washington and Moscow, to create a high-level team to support Ukraine peace talks, and to explore closer relations and economic cooperation. A polar vortex is hitting parts of the country.
Almost 95 million people in parts of the country are under an extreme cold warning or advisory, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
Really some of the coldest temperatures of the entire winter season right now across the central United States.
He expects records to be broken, with many areas in the single digits or below zero. Orison says the extreme cold continues through at least Friday, with snow in the forecast for the Midwest and Northeast. I'm Julie Walker.
A senior Hamas official says the militant group will release the six living Israeli hostages on Saturday and the bodies of four others on Thursday. The surprise acceleration in releases is apparently in return for Israel allowing long-requested mobile homes and construction equipment into the Gaza Strip. On Wall Street, the Dow by 10 points. This is SRN News. A call to end prayer in the British legislature.
Ever since 1558, members of Parliament have paused at the beginning of each daily session to ask God's guidance and blessing on their proceedings. But now a group of lawmakers are urging the House of Commons to end the practice, calling it, quote, outmoded, outdated, and not compatible with 21st century society. Apparently both liberals and conservatives want to end prayer. Roughly half of the current Parliament is non-Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another federal judge has paused President Trump's executive order halting federal support for sex change operations on children. U.S. District Court Judge Lauren King issued a temporary restraining order after another federal judge temporarily blocked Trump's directive for 14 days. The president's order calls for halting federal funding for institutions that provide the operations and excluding them from government-run coverage. This is SRN News. Recent fires that consumed entire Los Angeles neighborhoods underscore a stark lesson.
That lesson is water utilities generally aren't designed to respond to large urban fires. One of the biggest challenges is ensuring enough water flows to enough hydrants, and damaged pipes may be hampering the system. A total redesign may not be feasible, but experts say there are steps that water utilities can take to supply firefighters with enough water to protect homes and lives. Those can range from remote shutoff valves to backup power that guarantees water pressure to having emergency water sources at the ready. John Scott reporting.
A measles outbreak in rural West Texas has grown to 58 cases as of Tuesday. Eight people in neighboring eastern New Mexico have also been diagnosed with the highly contagious disease. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.